Catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
Hey you, how you doing? You're welcome to Africa Tech Radio. And of course, it is time for Tech Untapped, that particular program that brings you a step closer to everything tech, okay? We also bring you closer to understanding what some tech events mean and their implications, okay? And today, it will be about the undersea cable damage that caused internet outage in West Africa. What does this mean? And today, I want to make you understand a recent event that might have caused some of you internet frustration. That is the undersea cable damage. So, about 7 days ago, the services of banks and telecommunications companies in Nigeria were disrupted. Main One, which is a West African digital infrastructure service provider, said preliminary findings and further investigations showed that the fault occurred due to an external incident that resulted in a cut on its submarine cable system in the Atlantic Ocean offshore Cote d'Ivoire along the coast of West Africa. Now, in a statement recently, Main One said an additional 2 or 3 weeks of transit time may be required for a vessel to pick up the spares of submarine cables and travel from Europe to West Africa. And the National Communication Authority in Ghana says 5 weeks. I don't know which is which right now. Now, what does this really mean? For us to answer this question, let me explain what undersea cables really, really mean. Imagine the internet as a giant highway. Now, instead of cars and trucks and bikes, we have information traveling in the form of data packets. But unlike our physical roads, most of this data doesn't travel through the air. Believe it or not, it travels through massive cables lying in the ocean floor. These undersea cables are the backbone of the internet. They carry a staggering amount of our global data traffic. And I'm going to be very honest with you. Before this incident happened, I have not really sat down to understand how internet works. Like, how does it actually work? When they say Obasanjo brought internet to Nigeria, how does that work? I have never sat down to think about it. But this incident made me think about it. So what really, really happened? So recently, some undersea cables were damaged and they caused internet disruptions in some countries in Africa, was Ivory Coast, severely hit, Liberia, Burkina Faso, Benin Republic, and Ghana, highly affected. Togo, Cameroon, Gabon, Namibia, and Niger, moderately affected, while Nigeria, Lesotho, and South Africa were the least affected. These cables connect different continents and are crucial for smooth information flow. The damage could be caused by ship's anchor, an underwater earthquake, or even intentional cuts, although that is thankfully rare. But there are some conspiracy theories that says that these cuts were made by a group of people who intentionally wanted to disrupt the internet from the Western world to Africa or whatever. Now, when these cables get damaged, it's like a road closure on the information highway. Data packets then have to take detours. It's just like Nemo. And this can slow things down. This can lead to slower browsing speeds, buffering while streaming videos, and even outages in some areas. I am with my phone right now and it's showing me 5G, but I'm downloading a movie and it's taking me forever to download a 200-300 MB movie. That is just outrageous. But I'm happy that we are not severely hit like Cote d'Ivoire. Now, how would this be fixed? Repairing these cables is not easy. Imagine sending a team of deep sea welders miles down to fix a broken wire. The process can take weeks or even months, depending on the severity of the damage. And in the meantime, internet service providers try to reroute traffic through other healthy cables to minimize downtime for their customers. But these undersea cables are vital for our interconnected world. They allow us to communicate with the people across continents, access information instantly, and conduct global business. While recent damage caused some disruptions, it highlighted the importance of maintaining and even expanding the critical infrastructure that is this cable. Now, the good news is companies are investing in building redundancy measures, and it means that with more cables being laid to create a more resilient internet ecosystem, this would not be a problem anymore. So that is what really happened. Gear up for more downtime or lagging because the issue hasn't really been fixed. I'm sorry about this, but it is what it is. This is Tech Untapped on Africa Tech Radio. My name is Lillian, but you can call me your brown sugar.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.